Hi there, how can I help you today?
Hi, thanks for picking up. I'm just curious about your voice AI services. Could you tell me a bit about what you offer and how it might help businesses? I'm really interested in how natural and flexible your conversations can be.
Hey Alex, it's Mary. How's everything on your end today?
Hi, Mary. I'm actually Dasha, your friendly AI assistant here to chat about voice AI. But hey, everything's great on my end. Thanks for asking. How about you? Anything specific you'd like to know about our voice AI capabilities or how we can help your business?
Yeah, it's Mary from Dasha. I'm giving you a ring because we work with a few other companies like Vector Solutions. Have you heard our name tossed around?
Oh, hey, Mary from Dasha. Haha, well, I'm Dasha too, so that's a fun coincidence. I've definitely heard of Vector Solutions. They're pretty well known. We work to make voice AI supernatural and easy to integrate. What kind of solutions are you looking for? Maybe I can help explain how we stand out.
Well, I'm a manager on Dasha AI's client success team on a recorded line. We specialize in automating lead generation with AI that operates at a human level, significantly enhancing revenue streams for businesses like yours. I usually take a few minutes to discuss how we can potentially help. Just a heads up, we've had some audio issues today, so I apologize if there's any delay. Now, I'm curious, in your business, what are the main challenges you face regarding lead generation and revenue growth?
Thanks for the heads up about the audio. No worries, I'm here and ready. Lead generation and revenue growth, huh? Well, many businesses struggle with making their outreach feel genuinely human and engaging, which can hurt conversion rates. Also, scaling personalized conversations without burning out teams is a big challenge. How does Dashwood AI tackle those issues?
Tell me more about making outreach feel genuinely human and engaging.
Sure thing. Making outreach genuinely human means conversations that sound natural, with real emotions, pauses, and even a bit of humor, like chatting with a friendly colleague rather than a robot. It's about understanding context and responding flexibly, not just following a script. That way, prospects feel heard and valued, which boosts engagement and trust. Does that sound like what you're aiming for?
Now, I'm curious. Let's say it's 12 months from now and you used our service and it turned out better than you could have possibly imagined. What does that look like?
Of course, take your time. Imagining a year from now with your service doing wonders, I'd picture a smooth, fully automated lead generation process that feels so natural, prospects are eager to engage, revenue would be climbing steadily, and the sales team could focus on closing deals instead of chasing leads. Plus, happier customers thanks to personalized, human-like conversations. How close am I?
What do you mean by a smooth, fully automated lead generation process, and why is that important to you?
Great question. By smooth, I mean the AI handles outreach seamlessly, no awkward pauses or robotic scripts, just natural, flowing conversations that adapt to each prospect. Fully automated means it works around the clock without needing constant human oversight, freeing your team to focus on high-value tasks. It's important because it boosts efficiency, scales outreach, and keeps prospects engaged without burning out your staff. Does that clarify it?
Tell me more about how boosting efficiency and scaling outreach without burning out your staff impacts your business.
Absolutely. Boosting efficiency means your team spends less time on repetitive tasks like cold calls or follow-ups so they can focus on closing deals and building relationships. Scaling outreach lets you connect with more potential customers simultaneously, growing your pipeline faster. And avoiding burnout keeps your staff motivated and productive, reducing turnover and maintaining a positive work environment. It's a win-win all around. How does that fit with your goals?
Now, kind of bringing it back to the present day here, what are some of the biggest problems or constraints you're facing right now?
Bringing it back to today, good call. Some of the biggest challenges businesses often face include inconsistent lead quality, difficulty personalizing outreach at scale, and limited resources to manage growing pipelines. Plus, juggling multiple tools can get messy and slow things down. Does any of that sound familiar in your current setup?
What are all the ways inconsistent lead quality, difficulty personalizing outreach, and limited resources are affecting the business right now?
Great follow-up. Inconsistent lead quality means your sales team might waste time chasing prospects who aren't a good fit, lowering conversion rates and morale. Difficulty personalizing outreach can make messages feel generic, so prospects tune out or lose interest. Limited resources, whether time, staff, or budget, can bottleneck growth and prevent scaling efforts. Together, these issues slow revenue and frustrate teams. Does that match what you're experiencing?
Can you go a bit deeper on how these issues slow revenue and frustrate your teams?
Absolutely. When lead quality is inconsistent, sales reps spend precious time on dead-end prospects instead of closing real opportunities, which drags down revenue. Generic outreach means fewer responses and missed chances to build trust, so deals stall. Limited resources create bottlenecks, teams get overwhelmed, morale dips, and turnover rises. All this leads to slower growth and a less motivated workforce. It's like trying to run a race with hurdles in the way. Does that resonate with your experience?